question at the end of the day. That's where everybody else you want.
Thanks, Christopher. Thank you. Good evening. Good morning, good evening. Okay, well, good evening. We have to imagine it's Havdalah time. And I've got her aura. We're not talking about Chiyuv HaKrisus. We're talking about a mitzvah, which the Gemara speaks about, that when you make Havdalah, you should make Havdalah not with one candle, it should be an avuka. The word avuka, the Bais Yosef says, it means like chavuka, like a whole bundle of wood together, like you find by a furnace. It should be an avuka. And like a lot of things, things creep in the market, and they could be right, they could be not be right. I'm just not saying anything definite, but I want to sow doubt. Is that English? I want to sow doubt into a popular Havdalah candle. I've been in touch with a company which they said correctly, so they don't want to, they're not a Rav, and they don't want to give me halachic advice. I tried, actually, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll find that a lot, this is very popular Eretz Yisrael, extremely popular. I think over the past week that people have seen the sign that I'm speaking about, loads of people have told me that they have one. And they, in the sat on the box of them, when I was in Eretz Yisrael just now, I checked that a lot of them have a Heksha, but that's Bet Yosef. I was in touch with them, I haven't yet got anywhere. Again, we're not coming any, the Maile over here, the Shears, we're not coming anything but definite. I just want to bring the idea that there's a Musug of thinking a bit, I call it out of the box a bit, just to get your bearings, what's going on over here. We're all used to the good old Havdalah candle, that we used to spend the 5 minutes after Havdalah trying to crack the wax off your nail, ouch. Yeah, those were the good old days, right? Now, what we've done is, instead, we've taken a stand-free Havdalah candle, but we take issue, wow, can you imagine? They're all being used. Come on, someone's got to own up. Yeah. Thank you, I need the light over here. Shkara, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. So basically, we'll have to make sure. Okay, basically. Thank you.
How many wicks
is that? So it's got three wicks in the Sashka. Thank you. It's got three wicks. Now, actually, this looks okay. The reason why it looks okay is because my last shiur that I gave, one of the people that attended the shiur spent 3 minutes detaching all the three wicks that were inside. This looks quite big, actually. This looks quite good. But when they are together, and I'll make them together, you'll see that they are very close together. These three wicks are very, very close together. Right? This is more like what it started out. And someone in the last shiur that I gave on Thursday, he did a good job, actually. He separated all three of them. Until it goes a bit further down, it's going to be separate. It's quite big. My point is, it's not so clear. This, again, it's quite big. Not so clear, it's called an avuka. This is quite good, actually. It's done quite a good job. The Ramah tells you in Reish Adiches, avuka is, already is quite makel. The Ramah says, already from Neir Sheyesh Leshtei Pesilois, a flame that's got two wicks, Mikri avuka, it's called an avuka. You would have thought you're good to go. There's no Shaila. Absolutely, I think there's a silly title to speak about, because the Ramah says clearly, Shnei Psilois is okay. End of. Open the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that these two wicks have to have a separation in between. Let's find it. Uvaneir Shalonu, the nearest that we have. Im munach shom, if they are lying there, kamar pesilois, many wicks. Hava kamoi pesila ova, it's like one thick wick. Ve'eino chashuva avuka, and it's not considered an avuka. Sorry for reading, I don't usually read out, but you'll see why. Ach, however, what's the other side? Ach, im mafrid beinehem shavo oi chelev. If in between the wicks there is an area of shavo oi chelev, Kugoin, and listen to his example, it's very important because it's very vague terms. Masha oisin mishavo, that which we make from wax. Shahaneiros kloim yachad, that the neiros are woven together. Look at this amazing woven together. Oishem madbik yachad shtei neiros ladodi, you join them together. Then zehu gamkin choshev avuka. That's what would be considered an avuka. When you have gaps of shavo, again, it's not clear what he means, by the way, because he says, Immafrid b'neihem shava. These are golden words. Golden words. Immafrid b'neihem shava. What does he mean when he says immafrid b'neihem shava?
If you separate these 3 weeks there.
Yeah.
Like this. Come here, it says immafrid b'neihem shava down there.
Oh. So now, if you take a look at this over here, this specific one, all 3 wicks are together. It's worth seeing. I don't know how to show this, but you can see it's worth taking around. It's worth. Faket, listen. I'm not coming with a maskona. I'm sowing doubts on something which is a Gemara that says we should have an avuka, and saying, listen to the Loshna and Mishnah Bura. Mafrid b'nehem shava yichidu kugoyim. So, like an example. When you have a situation, when you have these kolom yachad, his example of mafrid b'neihem shava, what's the example of the Mishnah Berurah? Let's get safe territory out there first. Our safe territory, what's called an avuka, is that this case when you have neiris kolom yachad, you have a neir, another neir, another neir, another neir, another six neiros, and they're all kolom yachad. There is a clear gap. If you look in, I think there's probably about 0.7 centimeters between one and the other. There's a clear gap between the two. Dos heisan avuka. Ich weiß nicht, I don't know if a zah type of havdalah candle, when you have 3 wicks, if you saw it, Rukhaim, you saw it, yeah? It's 3 coming out of 1. Do you know, it reminds me of Rashi, Shittas Rashi, when you get to Hadassim, right? Rashi holds that as 3 badim that comes out of 1 round thing. You remember the Rashi and Sukkah. So this reminds me, a shtickle of Rashi. This reminds me of Rashi. The 3 wicks are coming from one area. Again, this person detached it quite well, so it looks a bit bigger. I want to put. Let me ask you, Zah Shaila. Sorry. Yeah, same Shaila. I get it. Wait a second. Anything new to the market, you have to take a step back. Don't get influenced by what's popular, and take a step back and see what the story is. I want to share with you, let me ask you a live question. Imagine tonight, just imagine, it's Leil Chanukah. Not Leil Tu B'Shvat, it's Leil Chanukah. And I offer you, please, you say you're a bit hysterical, you haven't got a name. And I tell you, by the way, I've got a name. Hey. Yeah, I've got Dalek Handler. Would you say that you're Yotza, Neil Chanukah with this or not?
It's not allowed to be
a very good. You're not allowed to have an avukah. By Neil Chanukah, you definitely have to have one name. And you're not allowed to have an avuka. What would you say to this neir? Does this not resemble a normal neir when you go past Stanley Road and you see all the menorahs? This is not a normal neir. So yeah, again. That's a tainer without any rias. Oh, it jumps.
It's not straight, yeah.
So punk by Bedikas, you should know, the Ramah mentioned it 3 times. One Bedikas Chometz, Tof Lamed Gimel. One in Hilchah Shechita, Siman Yud Aleph, and Yoredei state that you can do Shechita Balaylo, but it has to be in front of an Avuka. Dafke you have to have an Avuka. And Bedikas Chometz states that you can't have an Avuka as a separate reason because you won't be able to go to Chorin Nistokin. So all you need to do, the Ramah, all 3 places says this, and the Prima Godam, every time, he makes sure to make mention that you have a gap between them. So look, if someone's confident to say that this is called a gap, you look at it, you all saw it, good on you. So you can give the heksha, I'm fine. I'm just a little nervous, that's what I'm trying to say. Again, we're not talking about chivik krisis, we're talking about a shena mitzvah of a mitzvah min amufcha, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, but Gemara, it's a Gemara. So the Gemara says there's a mitzvah. So now, the ideal is to get one of the old ones, but if it's, I understand it's very inconvenient, or to make them a little bit to this person, I think he did a good job. Before I started the shiur, it was quite wide apart. That was quite good. I now pushed it together. Okay, so it's a bit easier. Now, if you use a match to it, I know, but stick on this, I don't know, a match to it. Okay, you should know there's another Mila. The Mavon Avraham says that for Neir Havdalah, they need to be all joined together. There's a big chiddush Mogen Avraham's got. Where's this come from? Yeah, this comes from Mogen Avraham Tainer, that for Nei Avdolah for Avuka, it's not enough you take 2 sticks and you put them together. It have to be Kloy Miachad. Zor Rebekiveiga on the Mogen Avraham says, nah, I'm not masking to this. Ichob Arai from Tof Lam Zgibbon. Loy Domi Le Tof Lam Zgibbon. It gets the Machlokes Mogen Avraham and Rebekiveiga, whether for Nei Avdolah, the 2 neiros that you're, at least 2 neiros that you're using, whether it has to be Kloy Miachad, Devokim Miachad. The Maisa, the Beir Moshe says, if you can try and get the Shitta of the Mogen Avraham, that says it should be together, it should get it together. So to rely on a matchstick is relying on Rabbi Akiva Eger. I mean, yeah, we have to take this into perspective. It's not, put a bit of context into this. We're not talking about, it sounds like I made a deal out of, you know, like Chomets on Pesach, so you have to be Mokev. It's not that, you have to calm down as well. You have to realize that making a brocha on a Hanei Havdalah without an Avuka at all is absolutely fine. If a person hasn't got an Avuka, it's fine. You can make a brocha, it's not a brocha, it's fine. We have to get a bit of context here. That's no more than a mitzvah and a mufcha, albeit it's Mufurisha Gemara. The Gemara speaks about it in Psachim Daf Kuf Kimmel. So therefore, it needs a bit of judgment how to take it. Again, the ideal is, I think someone needs to bring a raya that this is okay. Maybe I'm waiting for an email. I've tried to call them this morning again. I sent them both emails. I think they maybe banned my email address. But either way, I think in this shaila, I just wanted to bring out something very original. I'm not looking for problems, but I'm looking for faket or yisofas. I haven't come to any maskonas. I think it's a shena or a... Again, anyone would use this for Ne'er Chanukah or would use it for when it comes to B'dikas Chometz, I would say I don't think there's a problem. I don't think there's an issue with using this. That's what I would have thought. Is that some Nuschoi says that it's jumpy, Avuka is jumpy, the Chashash, you can't take it, Chumri Stokin, this is quite calm. Wow, I just moved. But yeah, so that's okay. So that's just the Negeah to Abdullah, I thought was a very interesting Nakuda to mention. And Kaidua, we know that the Ramal tells us the way we look at it is that we first bend the fingers, cover our thumb, and look at the nail via your four fingernails. And then after you've seen that, to turn it over, and then look at the back of the hand. That's also, as Oyim Furish remarks, also a kedai to make sure to do it properly. That's been a gear to the Ne'er Havdalah. We spoke about it in the past, a shtickle, but this is a Shena, a new Ha'orah, which I thought about. Again, I was in Eretz Yisrael 2 weeks ago, going up and down the areas there, and it's every barbershop is selling them. there's come out no shop that doesn't sell these things. So it's just important to know that it's faket. If you have any rayas as faket, there is, listen, it's a bit more of a story. If you look in Yerudea, in Simon Yodalev, there is a Tvos Shoy, there's a Prima Godim, there's a Shach. There's a lot more to say about it. There are Mekilim, but again, Mishnah Berurah is really taking this Lashon, and if you look at this Lashon, it's not so clear. Mafrid Beneim Shava isn't so clear that you'll get that here. That's what I'm saying here. Again, yeah, I love Lahavi Raya. Ala Meikul Lahavi Raya. Next Nakuda. Are we ready for another Shaila? So there's a person that is a tenant, and he's got a landlord that looks after him, and he's been complaining about to his tenant that the front door is so cold, it's bringing in so much air when the door's closed. Yeah, it's bringing in so much air, and he needs a replacement of a door. So, finally, last week, they managed to schedule a new front door, a very popular company. They come along, they put supports in, they take out the old frame, and they put in a new frame. It's very geschmack, it blocks out all the air, he's very happy. It comes to the shayla, he takes off his mezuzah, because the goyim are about to throw it in the skip. Before he go in the skip, he takes off the mezuzah, and he wants to put it on the afternoon. He comes back 2-3 hours, they're done, quick job. He wants to place his mezuzah back on the front door. Yes, brocha. Or no bracha? You would have thought it's a straightforward question. He took off his mezuzah off the old frame, and he puts it in the new frame. Of course, yeah, zecher. When he came in 2-3 years ago, he came and put his mezuzah up with a bracha. Maybe brought his rav round, give a bracha to the bais to make sure that he's able to bring up his mishpacha well. Say that he's done all of that. Now, very interesting shaila. We know that when you change mezuzahs and you bring along for some reason, you bring a different mezuzah. Let's say you're having it checked or ever any reason, we know you make a bracha because it's a different chafza. It's a different chafza. If you take off your tzitzis in the daytime and put a different tzitzis on, you make a bracha. You had intention when you took it off that you're going to put a different one on. It doesn't matter. It's a different chafetz. Different chafetz, you make another bracha. Hey, it's the same. No. If you take it off to check and then you put a different one on just in the meantime. If you have a reason to change a mezuzah, let's say you change your mezuzah, you make a new bracha. Hagam, at the time that you took it off, you had intention to put a new one on, doesn't it? It's a different chefza, you make another bracha. Here the shayla is very interesting. It's the same mezuzah, but it's a different frame. I think it's a phenomenal shayla. The shayla you won't find in any of the mainstream poskim. I haven't yet seen anyone mention this shayla. Other than Reb Chaim Kinevsky, who's got a sefer, one of his many sefarim that he writes on Hilchus, he's got like a Mishnah Berurah style on the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchus Mezuzah, that he speaks about a very similar shayla where someone widens the doorway. Just imagine those double doors, and he wants it even more wider. So he chisels out, he goes a few centimeters this way, a few centimeters this way, and he makes himself a new door frame. Zohar Reb Chaim Kinevsky is Nish Chayev, When he puts the mezuzah back on, he's not chayav. Aye, he's extended it. Because the chiyuv of mezuzah is the open area. So this open area requires a mezuzah. So even though you just chiseled out a bit and you put a new frame on, that is not enough of a reason to be mechayev a brocha, because the chefsa shel chiyuv is still there. Nothing's changed. It's just the new mezuzah, the fact that you have to have two mezuzahs and a mashkev, which you're right, it's an absolute chiyuv. You have to have an absolute, you should know many, many times, you go around town, and when you've got a few spare minutes, and you drive around town, and you notice how many side doors, you know, on the side of the property, some semi-detached houses, they've got on the side of the property, they've got a gate, and they've got a mezuzah on the side. And I was bored enough once to actually knock on it. It was my friend. I gave him a knock. It was during COVID, actually. And I remember I was sitting in my car learning a bit, because that's the only time you can, only place you can learn. And I was sitting outside my friend's house, and on the side of the house there was one of these doors that you open, and there was no mashkoif, nothing on top, no piece of wood, nothing. There's no serious of it. Oh, so I had a mezuzah mikan and mezuzah mikan, but didn't have a mashkoif. And Mufurish Mechaba, Rambam everywhere, Shteder's Potter. It's not even a Chumrah. It doesn't come anywhere. You can take it off. You can take it off, and it's garnished. So you're right. You need to have a mezuzah, mashkif. Absolutely. Oba, it's a tenai in the mitzvah. It's not the ikar chiyuv. So Rabbi Chaim Kinesi looked at it. Is that the ikar chiyuv is the actual throughway? Yes, you have to have mezuzah. So if you change the mezuzah, that's not going to be enough of a reason to be changed and make it like a new chiyuv. An interesting way of looking at it. It's a very, very interesting shaila. I want to share with you one final shaila. Is that a bocha turned bar mitzvah, a boy turned bar mitzvah, and he receives a good few £100. He's got this uncle. There's always this other great uncle that gives him another £100. He's, Baruch Hashem, he put together quite a lot of money now. He's got for his present, bar mitzvah presents. It's added up to be about £500-600. I don't know if it's a lot of money nowadays. I don't know where we're holding. But he wants to know, is there an inyan? Is there a chiyuv? Is there a minig? This minig that people have to give ma'isa money. We know that me'ik hadin, there's three shittas, and we take on that it's a minig. By the way, we should always take on bli neida. That's what the Chavetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed. And therefore, the best time to tell a bar mitzvah boy, to tell anyone this halacha, is when a person turns bar mitzvah, that if he does go ahead and give ma'isa, it should be b'toras bli neida. The Chavetz Chaim writes in Mefurish in Avos Chesed Chelet Beis, Siman Tezayin, he mentioned, makes it very clear. When you give ma'isa, because it's a minig, don't turn it into chiyuv deraisa. Because once you do it as a neder, you made it into chiyuv deraisa because you have to keep it machmas nedarim. So go into, yes, it's a minig, so you can always take a kula digger stance, but don't make it into a neder. So it was a beautiful opportunity for me to tell the bar mitzvah boy that if you do go ahead with it, make sure it's bli neder. Regarding whether there is an inyan, the Shevet Halevi said an interesting svara. A boy of that age usually hasn't got any money, unless he's running around town doing all the advertisers, and he's playing shavu brachas, and he's doing laning. I don't know, yeah. V'derech klal, they're not usually got a lot of money. So he said it together on him. I struggle with that, because if a boy is coming from a healthy family and he's got all his needs dealt with, the fact that he hasn't got extras to spend if he wanted to, I don't know if that's called the oni. We're talking about a healthy set-up family where he gets what he needs in a healthy way. So then the extra money, l'chorah, isn't considered like an oni. Hagam, he's got zero in his bank account. He's got £15, or now he's got £465. But still, I'm not confident that he's got considered a din of an oni. And Rav Chaim Kinevsky Taka mentions this, that there's the inyan. So l'chorah, the inyan that we know of this inyan that there's a minute to give ma'isa, the chayyim should apply also to a bar mitzvah boy over the best. Oh, no, well, so very good. So the shaila is, should you give the bar mitzvah boy the money a day before his bar mitzvah so that at the time that he receives it, he's not b'chayyim because he's less than it. He's not me'ikadin, he's a b'chinuch. Oh, I couldn't hold this kinyan, but that's a chayyim. Makno, he's a kenzain, b'chloik, I should tell you, so you can see, this shtickle Torah would only get longer. Whether you say there's an inyan, there's a beautiful inyan, this could be a bar mitzvah Torah. Yeah, this is taka shayna zach. The Maisa, the Heintigers bring down the Zicha Maila in them taking Maisa, but the best thing to drill in to make sure that it's Taka Teres Bli Neda Azoy Shnei Chavos Chaim.
My question is, why does a
Rambam
after Drip so much?
I don't understand.